Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
One Alaska lab allegedly failed to report over 1,600 positive COVID-19 tests to the state health department in the past month, according to a state official. Dr. Louisa Castrodale, an epidemiologist with the state, said Friday that Beechtree Labs did not report 1,636 positive test results out of the over 13,000 tests conducted, most of which were done in the last 2 weeks. Beechtree is a new commercial lab based out of Anchorage. The announcement is a sign that climbing daily case counts reported by the state reflect only part of the total cases, according to the Anchorage Daily News. Castrodale said that the understaffing in clinics, labs, and the state's Department of Health and Social Services have also caused backlogs that have affected the entire coronavirus data system. Castrodale says that this system is stretched. The results not reported to the state include 357 positive cases in Anchorage and 880 positive cases in the Mat-Su borough. The state's health department reported its second highest single-day tally of virus cases Friday, with 735 new confirmed cases. The number of infections, however, is thought to be far higher because many have not been tested, and studies suggest those can be infected with the virus without actually feeling sick. Details on that story at RadioKenai.com. The city of Kenai is extending the closure of public access to some city facilities till December 31st. The city initially closed public access to the facilities in response to the governor urging Alaskans to take immediate action to slow COVID-19 on November 13th. The city says that the steps are necessary in light of the continued rapid spread of cases across Alaska and the increasing cases on the Kenai Peninsula, saying that it allows the city to maintain critical services. The senior center has remained closed and will continue to be closed to the public while the staff provides meals and services to seniors. Kenai Community Library will remain closed through December 31st, but offer curbside service and adjust dates for borrowed materials. Book drops are available during the closure. Kenai Municipal Airport Terminal will remain open to the public. Administrative offices within the terminal, however, will be closed to the public till further notice. Kenai Ice Rink will remain open to use. However, use will continue to be restricted to Central Kenai Peninsula participants only, according to a report. Kenai Parks, open spaces, and trails will remain open. City Hall remains closed to the public till December 31st. Council chambers will remain available for City Council and Commission meetings under the current COVID-19 protocols at the discretion of the Kenai City Council. Critical operations such as police, fire, and utility departments will remain in full operation during this time. And if you have a request or question for a city department, in most cases, they still can be reached by mail, email, or phone. For more information on this story, visit RadioKenai.com. U.S. Forest Service for the Chugach National Forest is reporting that most areas that traditionally open to snow machines today, December the 1st, will be open. However, according to a report, due to inadequate snow conditions and to prevent resource damage, Placer River, 20 Mile River, and Skookum areas remain closed. Operating a snow machine within those areas of the Chugach National Forest is prohibited per forest order. Snow conditions are being monitored and areas will be opened or closed by forest orders as needed, according to this report. Also, Resurrection Pass Trail is closed for motorized use for the 2020-2021 winter season. And as a reminder, visit Alaska 511's website and ChugachAvalanche.org for the latest highway and avalanche information. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.